World Autism Day today, what Labour is calling for is a nationwide commitment to ensuring that, as you said, the towns, the cities and the villages meet the needs of autistic people. And really what I'm saying is that the public spaces in Sligo and indeed across the country should be inclusive to the greatest extent as possible. You know, so many neurodivergent people and their families struggle with everyday activities that should be accessible to all. And that's from shopping to using public transport or simply enjoying community spaces. And really, they, you know, you have issues with sensory overload, with unclear signage, and indeed a lack of quiet areas may make public spaces overwhelming. So really what Labour is calling for today on World Autism Day is a national strategy to support local authorities in making public spaces autism friendly. Now, what will that look like? So we're calling for dedicated funding for essential improvements such as sensory friendly areas, clear signage and staff training. And just to say, look, we've seen some great examples across the country of autism friendly initiatives. And indeed, you're probably aware that Waterford City was recognised as the first ever city in Ireland this year to achieve autism friendly status. And all I'm saying is I believe it's time for Sligo to step up, show leadership and making our communities more inclusive.
And how important is that just in terms of when you're making society inclusive, that it caters for absolutely everyone? And that includes people who are sometimes forgotten about just because maybe a certain issue may not be completely visible doesn't mean it's not there. So that is something to really be mindful of. And when you're planning for the future, it's definitely something to consider and take into considerations as well, really, I guess, isn't it?
Absolutely. And really what I'm saying as well, that these measures and these improvements should be implemented in consultation with the neurodivergent community, because that's their lived experience. So it means that we can deliver real and meaningful change that reflects and improves their experience. And equally as well, can I say to you, you know, ATU Sligo, for example, became the first autism-friendly TU campus in Ireland in 2022. So we have experience locally. So what I'm saying, the passion and the commitment is here in Sligo. We just need to harness that. And, you know, it requires, you know, it's not just on the County Council. It's other relevant authorities and stakeholders and the wider community to demonstrate their commitment to fostering autism, you know, understanding and acceptance.